UC grad student Caden Cass got the coronavirus in early April. The transgender man had a fever for 2 weeks and was sick for about a month.
My house is really small. It's only 3 rooms, and I would get winded walking from like the living room to the kitchen.
He thinks his autoimmune disease put him at greater risk of getting COVID-19. The National Center for Transgender Equality reports 1 in 5 transgender adults have at least one chronic condition. Cass's doctor is UC Sarah Pickle. 75% of her patients identify as transgender, gender non-binary, or gender diverse.
You know, at baseline, we know that transgender folks have higher rates of health problems that do put them at higher risk of COVID. So underlying immunocompromising conditions, like Caden mentioned, but also diabetes and heart disease, high blood pressure, asthma, and tobacco use.
On top of that, she says, in general, they have less access to health care and insurance, stable employment, and housing, which all contribute to health. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.